This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Five new confirmed cases of COVID-19 have been reported over the weekend, and seven new recoveries have also been reported. That drops the active case count to 16 as of Monday. No new deaths have been reported. As of July 1st, the Greenhouse Group Home will no longer be able to house residents as a result of statewide budget cuts that reduced behavioral health programs all over the state. Greenhouse residents will be relocated, and its seven full-time employees will be laid off. Campbell County Health and the Council of Community Services will continue to look for funding in the form of grants, fundraising, and other partnerships to be able to continue to offer services to residents. Healthcare officials have agreed to accelerate the development of a plan to resume inpatient services at close-to-home hospice Hospitality House. The facility closed its doors recently after it was found operating in the red to the extreme. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. As of the end of 2020, Campbell County was the seventh most expensive county in Wyoming to live in, according to the most recent cost of living index report from the Wyoming Economic Analysis Division. The county came in at or above the statewide cost of living average in two categories: food, recreation, and personal care. Transportation, housing, medical, and apparel were all under the statewide average, according to the report, despite rental rates increasing across the board from 2019. Wyoming elk populations in the state's major herds are nearly 30% over the Wyoming Game and Fish Department objective. The far western part of the state was the exception. The state will issue about 1,900 licenses more than last year. Hunters must submit applications for licenses, which will be awarded by lottery. The in-state deadline for application is June 1st. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.